The first ever survey of bison production in the United States is underway. Meg Parker with USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service in Fort Collins, Colorado, says the goal is to get a better understanding of the bison industry.
We have sections in our questionnaire devoted to general operation management, and we'll take a look at grazing practices, roundup, tagging. Then we have some biosecurity issues, so we'll look at animals coming on and off the operation. We'll look at quarantine practices. We have health questions about vaccination and disease testing, and we'd like to get, I think, just a better understanding of inventories on the U.S. Ranched bison operations and really get a true baseline background description.
Parker says it should only take about 30 minutes to fill out the questionnaires that were mailed this week to producers who indicated they were in the bison business when filling out the last census of agriculture.
We pledge to keep their information confidential, and we will publish results only at the regional and national levels, so there won't be any way for an individual's responses to be identified.
Initial results from the study are expected by next spring. National Bison Association Executive Director Dave Carter says bison are being raised all over the country, and the meat is growing in popularity.
We're growing quickly, but we're also very small niche, and we aim to keep it that way. We're growing because people have discovered that there's three big attributes about bison. Number one is it's a very healthy meat. They love the fact that it's low fat, high in protein, high in iron. They love the fact, second, that it's all natural. We always say when you talk about sustainable food, what could be more sustainable than the animal that's been here for thousands of years? It's illegal to use growth hormones in bison. We don't use the antibiotics. But the third thing, and I think the most important, is people have discovered it's a delicious meat. And that's been a big challenge, is getting people to take that first taste. But when we've got them to take that first taste and they're saying, wow, this is really tasty and it's healthy and it's all natural, where can I find some more? So now we're finding that the demand is outstripping our supply, and that's why we're reaching out to producers to expand the herds if they've got them, or to join us in the business if they're interested.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I am Cindy Zimmerman.